From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A special session of the Georgia State Legislature convened today. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from the state capitol.
Georgia's current lawmakers are meeting outside of their normal window to take up two major pieces of legislation before the regular legislative session starts in January. The main focus is to increase the state's current budget by around $270 million additional dollars to help farmers and others in southwest Georgia recover from Hurricane Michael. The money would be used to help clean up debris from the storm that devastated parts of Georgia's agriculture industry like cotton, peanuts, and pecans. Lawmakers could also vote to continue a tax break on jet fuel that would primarily benefit Delta Airlines. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the state capitol.
Meanwhile, a flurry of legal actions is extending the deadline for Georgia's gubernatorial race, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Officials in Gwinnett County now must take three more days to count absentee ballots after a federal judge called their rejection for lack of voters' birth dates a violation of the Civil Rights Act. Elsewhere, nonpartisan voting rights group Common Cause successfully argued provisional ballots are suspect in light of gubernatorial candidate and former Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp's allegations that Democrats hacked the state's voter registration system. Provisional ballots are for voters with Election Day registration issues. Sarah Henderson with Common Cause Georgia says this gives voters more time.
For voters to, challenge the fact that their provisional was rejected.
The Georgia Secretary of State now must take at least until Friday to certify election results. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Georgia Water Coalition released its 2018 Dirty Dozen list today. GPB's Ross Terrell explains what's on it.
The annual list of polluted places focus instead on policies and politics impacting Georgia's waterways.
Georgia's dirty politics often lead to dirty water, and change is needed to clean up our politics and our rivers.
That's Joe Cook with the Coosa River Basin Initiative. The report calls for more state environmental funding following a chemical spill at a chicken processing plant into North Georgia's Flat Creek after years without an inspection. It also points to Governor Deal not taking a strong stance against offshore drilling. The Dirty Dozen list also includes a proposed spaceport in Camden County and the nuclear site Plant Vogtle. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.